Good day, here's Alex from Quantum Clarity Soul Journeys. And today we are talking about a wonderful experience I had yesterday where I was facilitating very profound and transforming healing soul journey. I want to share with you what we learned, interesting facts, interesting memories, in order to help you on your journey. So, little introduction. I am facilitating astral travel, out-of-body experiences that are assisted with me, connecting the person with their higher self. And then their higher self is guiding the person to places and times that the person needs to remember in order to let go, heal, clear something that is blocking them in life. And this block can be mental issue, physical issue, feeling of being stuck, nothing is working in life. And the higher self actually arranges the sessions. They repeatedly told me through the subjects that the subject was ready, that the subject was asking for that in different ways, that this was a part of the life plan to have such session. So, yesterday I have a session with a student of PhD in Canada, and his name is Ian. I changed the name for the privacy. Hopefully Ian will want to share his session in full, and I will publish it on my YouTube channel. So you can also see the emotions, the energy during the session. Today I will only summarize it. Okay, so it may seem that this is like a science fiction movie, but it's not. It's really a memory of this man, of Ian. Very ancient memory, as you can soon understand. So right off the bat, at the beginning, he started to describe that he is flying, over the big body of water, and he sees a circular city raised on the platform over this ocean. And when I asked him, how do you look like there? And he was very surprised to experience that he is a big humanoid-like, beard-like creature, but highly intelligent and highly spiritual. And also he noticed that he has like a type of jewelry on his body, feathers, two hands, two legs, talon-like legs. And his head was like similar to eagle. And he was flying with two comrades. And he was feeling like they are returning from the mission. This was a very important mission. And he was holding a quite big spotted egg. That was very important. Two other birds with him. One of them had staff, and another one had book. So, when they were coming back to the city was made as if from some kind of marble, very white, very bright. And he presented this egg and these other items to the very wise elder that Everybody had great respect. And also he noticed that this is very high vibrational place. Like everybody is very calm, very peaceful. And that all this energy was about science and spirituality mixed together. So, more and more into session, he understood that this elder leader sent them for this mission to bring those items in order to incubate the egg and start doing the DNA splicing. Basically, it was about hatching the egg and then creating a new type of life form for their planet. And he understood that this egg was actually a dragon egg. It was like a reptilian type being there. And they, when the dragon hatched, we moved in time, and when the dragon hatched, the elders and scientists, they started to splice DNA from the dragon and combining it with their DNA, built like creatures. But the personality of, you know, my subject, this past life personality, he had doubts, he had bad feeling about it. But when he expressed it to his comrades, his friends, they shut him down, that we are soldiers, we are doing what we are told to do, and shut up. And he basically shut up. But what happened from this was a big tragedy, because what they did, they created a part reptilian, part beard creatures, and also reptilians as we know it, draconian type beings. Not dragons. The original entity was like a dragon and four legs with big wings, big tail, and but intelligent, conscious, sentient. But they created humanoid reptiles, draconians. And the client had this feeling that this was very ancient memory. And later higher self in the session confirmed this, that it was very ancient memory from the beginning of creation. Unbelievable amount of time passed from this memory till where we are, when we are here now. So they created these reptilians, and they felt, the reptilians felt that it was against their will, that they didn't ask for that to be created. And reptilians were very cold. They didn't have any emotions. They didn't have ability to connect with the source. They were, most of them were disconnected, and the avian, or this beard-like creatures, needed to teach them how to meditate, how to connect with the source. And many of them did, but many of them couldn't. So after a lot of time passed, the draconians, reptilians started to be more and more uncomfortable and wanted to explore the universe. They said, it's not our planet. We need to go and see the universe. And the elders led them. They gave them ships, they gave them supplies, and they went off to the universe. And also there were a lot of much more details what happened. But basically, there was a fight between my subject past life personality, Ian's past life personality, with other friend, that they wanted to stop them and not let them go to the universe. Because he felt how low vibrational and cunning and trickster type beings they are, but how they are enjoying conflict and suffering of others. So there was a fight for death between him and his friend, and the other friend got killed during this fight. And this just shocked them and brought them up from the fighting spirit, and they were imprisoned for that. The lesson here was that he had opportunity to say his truth, what he felt in the heart, when it was still early to do something about it, to prevent creating a reptilian race, draconian race, that we know how much suffering they later did and still doing in the universe. And later it was too late. When he wanted to do something, it was already too late, and it was in the favor of negative energies. They loved creating conflict. So this is very common lesson that I see that souls have in the human life. To not suppress your truth. And what higher self mean about speaking your truth is speaking your intuitive in the heart, in the soul, feeling about something. That something is feeling right or feeling not right. And say or do something about it. If you don't, then this is failed lesson and you will be disappointed with yourself. There is no judgment in the light. Nobody will judge you. Nobody is judging you. But you will be judging yourself and you will be disappointed that you didn't act on your truth. And you will try again. So, higher self chose this lifetime for him to see in detail, to so he can remember how not speaking your truth is leading to tragedy. In the other life, it was huge tragedy. It was disaster, galactic, universal disaster. And higher self said, you need to let it go. You need to learn from that. And in this life, whenever you feel something from your higher self, say it before it's too late. And why we are not saying things that we feel should be said? Because we are afraid. We are afraid that people will not love us, people will abandon us, reject us, judge us. And they will. Because most people are controlled by their minds, and the minds are like that. But what will happen, will happen. The people that will leave you, this is all right. They are not on your frequency. It's like a filter. And people who are on your frequency when you are speaking your truth, they will find you. They will make friends with you. So not speaking your truth, you are not authentic. You are in a false frequency. You are surrounded by people, events, and things and places that are not your frequency. Speaking, expressing is showing to the world and influencing the world that this is your frequency. So this is a very important lesson that a lot of souls are learning here. Okay, so what was interesting that after he died in this beard-like body, he left his beard-like body, later became elder, and he knew what happened with reptilians, how they were spreading through the universe, creating dark technology, dark manipulation of weaker races. So he had to live with that long time, that he didn't speak his truth, and he integrated this lesson. But still, in this current lifetime, he needs to really learn it. So he said in the other lifetime that I waited until it blew up. So, for example, when you have such situation in your life that something feels wrong or something needs to be said, something needs to be done, you can just say to the other person, something feels off for me. Can we talk about it before it will turn into something worse? So this is the practice. This is the practice of high vibration. To follow your intuition, to become your higher self, which is this podcast is about. And the reflection would be about your whole life and your all situations. Where am I being polite, not authentic, not wanting to hurt other people's feelings instead of being honest? If you meditated about it, not in your mind, but inside your heart, if you meditate about it, contemplate it, the higher self will show you where to improve. Okay, so after that, what was interesting that after he left the body, he went to the light, and he understood that whatever he's seeing there, any forms, are just forms for him to be comfortable with. After leaving the beard-like creature, his friends were there, his elder was there, and the draconian was there. That was very manipulative and very evil, very low vibrational. And he understood that this was all just part of the grand game. Some of these souls were playing on the light side, some of them were playing on the dark side, but all of this was just a movie, educational movie, for everybody participating to learn something from. So for him was also shocking, you know, how this evil draconian that was so manipulative is here in the light. But he felt that he is not anymore like that. All the lower vibrations fell off. Only the form stayed, so he can understand that this is the soul playing this role, but now there is no more low vibrations with him. He played his role for everybody to have challenges and lessons. So this is very important also when we see the low vibrational evil bad thing happen. It's suffering. But also we need to understand that nothing happens randomly, and ask ourselves, what I am learning here? what I am learning from that. That suffering that is happening to me or others, what can I do about improving the conditions for me and others? And higher self will guide you how to move through this tunnel of darkness to the light. What happens often is that people start identifying themselves with the tunnel, or they say things like, I am a dark person, I am a bad person, I am broken, I am jaded, like I heard today from another person. And when you start identifying yourself like that, or any other label that you believe, this is me, I am a victim, I am a perpetrator, then all your perception and all your external world will be like this. If you have a lot of fear in you, this is like a filter, like a glass, colored glass, that filters everything in this color. So you will see the world as frightening. You will see the source of everything as punitive. And you will be despondent and withdraw yourself. You will hide, shrink. So the first thing to help you is to understand that what we noticed in the sessions is that everybody is a spark of the source, spark of God, spark of light, spark of love. You are spark of love. You are being of light, nothing else. Life is light. And we accumulate layers and layers of negativity, low vibrational energies on this planet through events, experiences, other people programming us, especially in childhood. And good news is that we can release all of it. Layer after layer, we can clean all of it and come back to our natural state of being of light, being of love. And I saw it many times, how people changed and transformed after work they done. First was the session, and then the higher self told them the next steps, how to continue releasing layer after layer of toxic beliefs, false programs, suppressed emotions that they absorbed like a sponge. Okay, so there was a lot of teachings after this meeting in the light with other players in the movie or game. I asked higher self to appear, higher self of I am, and this beard-like creature of other life. And he described his higher self as huge humanoid being of light, translucent. And he also understood that this, my higher self is showing me this form for me to feel comfortable. And this, the higher self was smiling and giving him a gift. And he felt love, felt very comfortable in the presence of his higher self. And he accepted the gift. It was like a box, energetic box, that he integrated into his body. And I asked higher self. Later I always ask higher self to speak through the body that is there in the session. I asked Ian to embrace his higher self, total soul that he is, and merge for a moment as one, because they are one in reality. So we can have clarity and answers to questions that I am prepared. Everybody prepare questions for their higher self about anything. And higher self is answering them with love, clarity, and wisdom. So for example, this gift that higher self gave him, I asked higher self, "Why? What is this box that you gave him?" And the higher self said that this is a box of integration of downloads that he got. So higher self said that Ayan reads a lot, meditates a lot, and he has obsession with astral travel, with astral journey by himself, and it never was successful for him. And the higher self explained that this box that I gave him is the foundation that he needs to build on by regular practice of meditation and stillness and mindfulness. So before he can astral travel, he needs to prepare himself by consistent, regular practice of meditation. And how higher self said it, make meditation your daily hygiene for the mind and nervous system first. And the cool stuff, like astral travel, is not the foundation. It's a side effect when you are raising your vibration. The so-called mystical powers are the side effects of your high vibration, of your consciousness. And higher self said, moving forward for him, it is imperative that you keep on your trajectory of meditation. Do not make your meditations about astral projection. The main purpose of your meditations should be about mindfulness and getting yourself onto a baseline layer where you can start to work from there. So, you as a listener, you may have in your mind some program or some belief that somebody installed. You watched the videos, you read the books, and somebody has some idea what is the goal of meditation. And I found that everybody is so unique. Every soul is very unique, and every soul has unique path and development and evolution and how to become mature. And there is no good or bad way. It's only your way. So to find your way, you can connect with your higher self in meditation and ask, what are my next step in meditation? What vector or what direction I need to go into? Which direction I should take? So this propensity for us to look outward, outside of for questions, that somebody will tell me, somebody will guide me, is stemming from the false belief that you don't have any connection, that you are a small human disconnected from the source. But it's not true. Even reptilians that, you know, by nature were disconnected, they could connect with the source and get the guidance. Humans are less dense than draconian beings, and you absolutely have connection with higher self and the source. You just need to trust yourself and love yourself. This is also another lesson. Very common. The influences from this world, from this planet, Earth, are that from the youngest age, from our families that are full of low vibrations, they are teaching us that, oh, you need to listen to teachers, you don't know anything. If you have, as a child, let's say you have visitations, or you know things, or you remember past life, the usual parents will cut it down. They will shut it down, that this is a crazy talk. Don't talk like this anymore. But it's true. The children have memories of past lives. They have memories of the light, where they were choosing the mom and the dad, and they're telling this to the parents. And parents that are in low vibrations, they will be afraid of it and they will shut it down. So the parents are putting into you what they believe, their programs. But now it's your choice. We have all this knowledge, all this practice that we can do to free ourselves from the past low vibrational ancestral bonds, bindings. And also in the session was, again, I don't know how many times it was also confirmed by higher self that the process of split of humanity is undergoing, and the light is shining more and more on dark corners of humanity, and the evil ways are being exposed, and people are getting crazy from that. They cannot understand how is it possible. But there is a choice. There is a choice. You can choose light, you can choose source, you can choose creating something beautiful, high vibrational, or you can focus on darkness, focus on suffering and evilness, and consume it. You are consuming it by focusing on it. This energy is going into you, and you have depression, you have frustration, you have dread, you have existential problems. How this is possible? I cannot believe it. Everything is ruined. And you are sucked into this low vibration. But this is according to the plan. Because the new earth and old earth is now splitting. There is no more gray area. Everybody is forced to choose light or low vibration, absence of light. So I'm guided to do this podcast to share what we learned and tell you that you are never alone. You have connection with the source. If you stop listening to the doubts of your mind and trust yourself, you have possibility of experiencing that you are loved unconditionally and you have all the answers within. So if you want to talk with me about your situation, I offer you a half-hour consultation on my website. If you want to have some kind of guided meditation, I offer you two meditations. One is about letting go, psychosomatic relaxation technique, where you will feel in your body the layers of negativity that you can release. Another guided meditation is connecting with the higher self communion, that you can practice trusting your higher self, trusting yourself, and just receive perfect guidance and clarity. All right, so this is all for today, and I hope it was helpful. It was interesting, something to think about and contemplate about. And until the next time, have a great day and take care. Bye-bye.